You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
Hey, good morning from Daytona Beach, Florida. I'm down here visiting some relatives. I used to live here. Actually, I was in law enforcement here for a long time. And boy, I'm glad I left. But it's a pretty place to return to every once in a while before all the homeless people and street people and all that kind of stuff come out, and the criminals and the crackheads and all the other stuff that I was used to when I was here. But hey, today it's beautiful here in Daytona Beach. And I just want to share a thought with you. I'm reflecting back, of course, on what it was like to be here a decade ago versus what it's like to be here now. And it is for lack of a better term, world of difference. My life is different slightly. The family is different in a great way. And it's just nice to be here and breathe the air. And it's totally different now. So I look back. What is the difference? Well, I thought, you know, when I was in law enforcement and then before that went into the Army, came back, I thought that discipline was going to be the only key to my success as a person, but it wasn't. Doing boot camp in the Army and then military police school was really challenging. It was fun. And then doing the police academy thing was not that big of a deal. But being in law enforcement with its rigid structure and command and all that kind of stuff, I thought that that's what led to success, was strictly the discipline. But what I found was sometimes you have to just throw yourself out there, try anything and everything all at once with reckless ferocity. And that is, when I left law enforcement, I was trying absolutely everything. You know, every kind of insurance, because I still had my insurance license from a time in which I left law enforcement, went to the Army. I worked for a little company called United Healthcare for a while, out of Orlando. So I still had my insurance license, and I knew that that was one pathway, but what do you sell? You know, there's so many different things you can do with an insurance license. But it was only because I caught traction with one thing. And then I realized if I double down on this one thing, if I could call more people in a day than most agents are willing to do because they look at it as a job instead of do or die, like my situation was. So all the discipline kind of went out the window, and I started working long hours, actually all the time, working my butt off so that one day I wouldn't have to work as hard. And I kept stumbling and failing, and there was no one doing what I was doing. I had one phone call with a gentleman in Texas who recently sold his agency for over $20 million. I had one call with him that lit a spark. And the spark was, this can be done. You know, last week I interviewed an agent who travels the world all the time, constantly traveling the world and seeing the best that the world has to offer. And he said something to me that really stuck with me. He said, you know, you're the first agent that I've talked to that does Medicare over the phone like I do. He said when he started off 6 years ago, he was struggling because no one else was doing this. He had to figure it out all on his own. And that takes time, and that time takes away from profitability. And so Richard, the first agent that I talked to that was doing this model, figured it out on his own. But he gave me the spark. I took the spark and then figured it out on my own. The other guy figured it out on his own. What I'm trying to build is a community that helps people so that other agents don't have to figure it all out on their own, so that they can get a little bit of a head start by learning what doesn't work from other people. That's really the goal. That's the only goal. And it's been very successful. We started, we being the mouse in my pocket, me and my mouse in my pocket started the Medicare agent training website in 2013. I think it was January 1, 2013, because I was getting so many calls. I was working at the time through AmeriLife in Clearwater, Florida. I don't now, but when I was working with them, the word got out that I was able to sell this stuff over the phone, and a lot of their marketers were hearing questions from people is this something that can be sold over the phone? And they would refer those people to me for questions and questions and questions. Well, I had no relationship with these agents whatsoever. So that's when I decided, hey, why don't I make a membership site where I can encapsulate all the stuff that I've learned, how to do the electronic applications, the prospecting, the closing, and all that kind of stuff. And I could share that information with those who wanted the information, but they had no relationship with me. And it started growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. And now it's a big community, and I'm really excited about it because no other place can you go and share what's actually happening right now. You know, a lot of companies, a lot of agencies, a lot of FMOs, IMOs, MGAs, whatever they call themselves, they want to have generic and bland training and webinars where everybody comes on the phone, everybody calls in with an antiquated analog telephone. They go, thank you for joining us today. If you would, mute your telephone. We're going to sit here for an hour and go through some PowerPoint slides very slowly. That day is dead. Oh my gosh. Sitting, maybe making somebody sit through a grueling PowerPoint presentation, which people are calling now death by PowerPoint, because people rely on PowerPoint too much to a degree that they don't have any life in them, and there's really no point. That's the nature of the insurance industry left to its own devices. It's boring. It really is boring. So what I want to change and evolve Medicare agent training into is more of a community where people are more apt to share. See, our agent community is great people. When we get together, we have events. We've had live events in St. Thomas, Nashville. Where else did we have an event that was really, really fun? Oh, Charleston on the waterfront. And every time we get the agents together, they share a lot of information out of the session. It's kind of like the Medicare Summit, the National Medicare Summit. We go there and we're bored to death during some presentations that are completely irrelevant, paid for by sponsors, but in the hallways and in the bar area of the hotels, that's where the meat and potatoes happens. That's where relationships are spawned. So I want to have more events where we can come together. Yes, we live in a virtual world, but that's to a fault because we don't have enough relationships in the industry if we're all virtual people. So I want to encourage you, if you're part of our community, and you get an invitation to come to a live event, do whatever it takes. Trust me on this. In the last couple of years, I've been to probably 6 different internet marketing events, Social Media Marketing World, Vid Summit, Traffic and Conversion Summit, gosh, a whole bunch of these things. And what all of them, all the successful people, all of the speakers that are now speakers because of their success, they all share the same thing. It started with, their success started with live in-person things that they begrudgingly saved the money and went to because that's where they form the relationships that change their business. No one person has the lockbox, the magic key that's going to solve all of your problems. Not one person. We've all made different paths and different paths work. They all lead to the same conclusion. The question is, can you interact with enough people that are on the same struggle that you're in right now, no matter what level you're in? And I would argue that some of that can be done online, for sure. I can share success stories from people. You can meet people online one at a time, or you can immerse yourself in the culture that only happens when you break out of your comfort zone and come to a live event. Because that's when you're going to be able to listen around the table and hear, oh my gosh, that happened for you? That worked for you? That's great. We just got the invitation for this year's Mutual of Omaha event, and it's in, not Turks and Caicos, what's that other? Oh, Dominican Republic. It's at a really beautiful resort in the Dominican. Now, we went to the Dominican Republic a few years ago with a different company trip, and it was not that amazing of a location, you know? But I'm so looking forward to going to this time because every time we go to a top producer trip, we make relationships. We meet with people who are making it happen, and we hear little nuggets. That's what's so great about live events. So whether you're going to all the top producer trips and I'm seeing you there already, or if you want to get to one and you don't know how, the key is getting with other agents that are just as burdened and enlightened and going through the same process as you. Because if you put all the jigsaw pieces together, you know something that somebody else doesn't know, and you're willing and you have a heart of wanting to share and help somebody else, and you are in an environment where the people there are encouraged to do the same, which is what happens at our events, then you have a lowered burden on you to perform. You're there to watch somebody on the stage, but when there's break time, that's not time to just like disappear and go on your phone and go up to your room. I want to encourage you to press in. Be the spoke that, what is it? The broken spoke gets the, something gets the grease, or the chain something or another. All I'm saying is press in where the conversations are happening. If you feel like you don't have something to contribute, just listen and press in. I see agents do that all the time at our live events. They'll be the quiet, shy type, and they just move in close to what's happening, and they listen, and they make even notes or text themselves. Then they go back and implement, and it changes their life. It changes their business. Sometimes you're only one or two ideas away from a complete and total breakthrough. And by breakthrough, I don't mean now you can close that sale. I mean you can scale your business and start a lifestyle business rather than a job. That's the kind of breakthrough I'm talking about. And sometimes maybe your breakthrough is going to come by you stepping out from your bedroom, apartment, office, wherever you do your business. You step out from that comfort zone and you go get into the culture. You get around other people who are making it happen and may have learned just one little nugget that could change your business. So I started out really lonely. My friend Ross started out really lonely. Richard did. A lot of people who've made very successful businesses out of this have kind of put it all together themselves. And you can do that. But it's a longer path. And I'm just trying to share with you what I've learned is, if I had had a community of people who were at varying levels of success and had figured out different parts, and I could have been around them from the beginning, oh man, would it have changed my life sooner. It really, really would have. So anyway, I want the best for you. I want you to be successful in your business. That's why I make videos. That's why I make a website. That's why I devote time to answering questions from agents when they have issues and challenges. I love seeing other people successful. I love hearing their stories. I love hearing where they've come from and what they've done with their lives since finding the business. And it all can be yours if the price is right. The price is paid by you. I can't do it for you. I can't make the decisions for you. All I can try to do the best that I can is provide a pathway, let you see it can be done, and help any way I can. And that's all I intend to do. Isn't it beautiful out here? A little bit cloudy today, so there's not that massive, you know, clarity of sunrise, but it'll do. So I want you to succeed in your business. I'm here to help you have that happen for you any way that I can. But I just want to encourage you, yes, it can be done. Yes, you can do it in your business, no matter where you are, no matter how old you are, no matter where you reside in the world. We've proven it can be done. And go do it. Just go do it. If somebody else can do it, you can do it. You absolutely can. So plug in. The information's out there. It's available. And more opportunities for that will be coming. So watch for them.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.